Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. Hope everyone had a great weekend. A fantastic Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Belated. You do that?
Yeah.
Eh.
We weren't here yesterday. Well, I was, but we weren't here together yesterday to say it.
Once it's over. It's over. That's what my wife tells me on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Can't milk it. I tried to do that with the kids last year on Father's Day. Like, you know, Tuesday would roll around. I'm like, a back massage here. It was Father's Day. My wife would be like, well, you can't do that. It's 2 days ago. It's 1 day. Like, they don't know any better.
I like to try to bank Father's Day, right? Like, I don't really feel like being blessed. How about later in the week? Father's Day.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, it's that day.
And it's that day.
You can't use that card again until next year.
The one shot, that's it. I did my speed run. I called it, was like a Joe Beamer-esque vacation.
Honored.
Or I was out of town. I flew into Denver for just about 24 hours. I got a good friend out there. Saw him I haven't seen him in his, new. He's been out there for a long time now, but I haven't seen him in his hometown. He's always coming back over here. I haven't seen him over there in 6 years or something like that. So all right, make the trip out. Went to see Jack White and then came back. I saw Jack White in Denver on Friday night. Less than 24 hours later, I saw Paw Patrol in Buffalo. It's got to be the greatest 1-2 show back to back nights.
And they both met expectations.
Yeah, I would say one exceeded.
Okay.
And it wasn't Paw Patrol.
I didn't think so.
I mean, that show was fine. That was great. I don't like that they do in the kid shows the 15-minute intermission so everyone can go and buy a bubble wand or, whatever.
Yeah.
Because, in the intermission, that's a long intermission to keep a 2-year-old, hey, like, where'd they go? What's going on? What are we waiting for here? You got to kind of plow that show along. But other than that, kids loved it.
They let you bring the bubble wands into the theater?
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Okay. I thought there was like a, you can buy it, but you got to wait till afterwards.
Well, it's Paw Patrol. It's not Phantom of the Opera.
No, I get it.
You can do whatever the hell you want. Oh, no, you missed the big plot point. They'll explain it to you 5 more times.
I hope the mayor comes back out and re-explains what the mission is here.
Oh, but that was fine. Jack White is just, he's phenomenal. 2 straight hours, he's running around stage, just high energy, nonstop. No, it's my favorite thing with bands when I go to see somebody and there's no chit-chat. That's what I, chit-chat, talking in between the songs. Yeah. None of that. Just 2 straight hours of nonstop. That guy's an athlete.
I've been to only one show I can remember where the performer did nothing but play music and didn't do like the long drawn-out story.
Isn't it the best?
Yeah, George Strait.
Really?
Guy never talks to the crowd.
More on him in just a second. Where it was absolutely incredible.
Looked like a great venue. You posted a picture on your story, and I thought at first you posted it because you were in the picture, and then I looked at the crowd. I was like, I can't see Brian in this.
No.
But it looked like a great venue.
I just took a picture from whatever his page was. Yeah. I didn't have pictures of the show to send anyone. No, it was really cool venue. The thing about, like, you go there and you see all the shows that are coming up. It's like, man, I'd be so broke if I lived here. They get everything.
Well, yeah.
It's like he's there for two nights.
Up and coming city.
He's got, well, no, you know what it is? I mean, they're basically an island. It's the only city in hundreds of miles.
Yeah.
Like the next closest big city is like Las Vegas, Salt Lake City. I mean, that's a long ways away.
Yeah.
So every tour passes through. If you're going, you know, east to west, you're going through Denver.
Yeah.
So they get everything.
Well, for them.
I'm looking at that. I'm like, wow, you guys, I'd be busy every weekend. Like, what are you doing? Took me coming out here for you to go to the show. But no, he was best I've ever seen him.
Wow.
Of, you know, the times I've seen him, it was just unbelievable.
So worth the flight.
Yeah, worth the flight. Little tired over the last few. My wife was telling me that before, like, oh, you're going to be exhausted. Like, you know, I think I'll be probably fine.
Yeah, but you didn't get the rest day because yesterday was Mother's Day. On what would have been your rest day after Jack White and Paw Patrol.
No rest.
Yeah.
But I was on the broken foot for all of Jack White and everything. It's the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah.
Just this, the other foot now hurts almost as much as my broken foot from overcompensating with the other one.
So since you told me that, like, I never put that together, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Now that you say it.
It was brutal.
How much longer in the boot?
I don't know.
I'd have a countdown going.
I'm not a doctor. I go in a couple days. I don't know. Maybe they'll tell me. Or they'll probably be like, yeah, we'll see you soon. I mean, that's what a doctor does, right? It's like, yeah, we'll see you again in 2 weeks. Yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks. You know, we'll see you in two. They just keep pushing it. Yeah,
they'll give you a card at the desk when you
see
walk
how
out.
Many times we can get you to come in here and pay.
Of course.
Then we'll figure it out. But saw Jack White, sold out show, looked great. Before the show, my buddy asked, like, oh, what do you think? Do you think tickets are cheaper now or, you know, than when I bought them or more expensive? And I just said, well, don't look. Because why would you?
It's tough to do. That takes a lot of self-control to not look. Because I've definitely been in that situation where I go, I gotta see.
Don't look. That was the one thing I would say. Don't look. They're probably cheaper if I had to guess. Everything gets a little less expensive as you get closer to the show. I wouldn't look if I were you. Was just looking, and I asked you if you wanted to go see AC/DC tonight.
Yeah.
Don't you want to?
Yeah.
It's in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we can't get back in time.
But it's $14.
If I was in Washington, D.C., there's nothing that would stop me from that show.
You're in the upper deck of the football stadium for $14, but you can probably get a, you know, spend a little more and get a pretty nice seat down a little closer to the stage. But the ticket price is dropping. I'm wondering if, like, we've had enough. So you mentioned George Strait. George Strait at the stadium, I mean, could be the final show at the stadium.
Yes.
I don't think it will be.
I'm starting to think it might be.
Why?
Nothing's been announced.
And
they're going to start dismantling it in March.
You still have a little more time.
Yeah.
I would think that it would be the last show would be advertised as the last show of the stadium.
Yes. You would hope so.
I just think that would happen. But it could be. It's potentially the last show at the stadium. How much were tickets when that show went on sale?
The cheapest ticket you could find, from my memory, was $199, and that was the upper deck.
It was up in the upper deck.
Yeah.
Now you can get two tickets for about $150 in the 100 level.
Yeah. Yeah. they've got buy one, get one on the floor, and I think combined is under $300 on the field.
So what happened there? Well, I mean, it might be the same thing that's happening all over the place. We were running the story this morning about the Buffalo Bandits, and they're, I mean, look, compared to every other lacrosse team, they are doing just fine, beating everyone out in attendance. But compared to themselves, what's changed this year from the previous years? You know, it seems like more and more people are behind the Bandits, yet their last playoff game was their lowest attended game of the year by a good amount, and it's the playoffs, and it was the lowest attended playoff game for the Bandits since 2023.
Wow.
Well, what changed? Compared tickets from last year to this year, looking at the final, which starts on Friday, which there's still seats available for, the least expensive ticket over $60 a ticket to, you know, one of the last rows of the arena. Tickets are up by 70%, as much as 70% for season ticket holders, as much as over 100% for everybody else. I mean, the price is just, I think it's kind of wild. Even with the popularity, with how good the team is, I do think there's a limit.
And they're finding that out.
Right.
They're discovering the limit.
Because ideally, you want that place to be sold out.
Because you look at the last playoff game. There's, I mean, I'm not trying to be down on Buffalo. There's really nothing else going on. You know what I mean? Like, it is the show going on right now through the playoffs. The Sabres aren't playing. The Bills aren't playing. The Bisons were, I believe, on the road that weekend. So it is pointing to they've hit a limit that people are willing to pay to go to the game.
If you find tickets, you'll see that the price you see is the price you pay because of a new FTC rule taking effect today.
Former FTC Chair Lena Khan talked about the rule when it was announced last year.
Whatever price you see is the price that you are paying at the end.
The new rule does not stop businesses from charging fees, but it bans junk fees by requiring all pricing up front rather than tacking on extra costs like convenience fees or resort fees when you check out online. The total price also has to be displayed more prominently than any other costs.
That is Allison Kosick, the end of, they're calling them junk fees. Now, you've had this in New York State for a while for at least tickets where they have to display the full cost with all the fees included. If you're one of these sites, while you look it up, but now it applies also to hotels, Airbnbs, and things like that, which I don't think applied in New York because I remember seeing some of those extra charges at checkout when booking them here. But now it's all of them, all across the country.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes for resort fees too, right?
Yeah, yeah. So anything on a hotel or resort.
You go to these places out in Vegas, right? And it's after you've purchased. Like, don't forget, $40 a day resort fee will be collected when you check in. And like, now they'll have to make that part of the price.
Oh, I did forget.
Yeah, I did until you sent me this email.
So tickets and pricing in the news this morning on, you know, to kind of go back to the whole Bandits thing and what exactly changed. Part of the appeal of the Bandits was affordability.
Yes.
Like, is there not a time or like a place where it kind of crosses the line into, I feel like they live in this murky area. Everyone loves the Bandits. We don't necessarily love the Bandits like you love the Bills.
No.
You love the Bandits like you love the Bisons.
Yes.
We love that they're here. We love going to the game. It's a fun time. It's a good place to bring the family.
It's winter Bisons.
It's, yeah, yeah, it kind of is. It is it is in the minds of everyone, even though it's the National Lacrosse League, it's the highest level of indoor lacrosse, it is, I think, in the minds of a lot of people, minor league sports. It occupies a different space than the Bills and Sabres do. You go to a Bills game or the Sabres, you follow the games, and you are just, you know, living and dying by every snap of the ball. Right, you want the Bills to win. You want the Sabres to win. The result really matters to you. I go to a Bisons game, and I could not tell you who won any of the last 10 to 20 Bisons games that I've been to, because to me, it's not the point. You're going to have a good time, to hang out. You know, maybe I'm bringing the kids, teach them a little bit about how baseball works. It's an affordable time out. To me, the Bandits are kind of in the same realm of that. You do have diehard fans.
Like Trevor Hauer, season ticket holder.
Our very own Trevor Hauer. He's probably the biggest Bandits fan I know. Yep. You have diehard fans who are there every game.
Yes.
I think for a lot of other people, though, it is one of those things. Affordable, fun night out. What happens when you take the affordable out of there? It's like we're testing everyone to see if you really care about the Bandits, or you just really like the affordable night out.
I do think there are some casual fans, not as much as, but I do think there are also the casual fans. That a texter brings this up, Ryan. The difference between now and 2023 is, you know, not every game was televised. Now every game is televised on broadcast TV. So anyone who's anyone gets the game. So if you wanted to see the game, you can get it for free on TV. You don't have to pay the $60. I think that factors in. I do think it's more, it's that higher price point. I think people have hit the limit. I'm not paying six. And I, you know, when I played lacrosse, I was really into the Bandits. I think you've hit that level of, hey, these games are fun. I have a lot. I'm not paying $60 to go there. Now we're talking about $100 to $150 night out when, again, this is just supposed to get the family in and give us an event.
$150. I mean, bring a family of four. You get four of the cheapest tickets. You're spending over $200 just on the tickets.
I'm talking about just one person going with 60 beer and everything. You're spending over $100 a person.
I think it's an old school way of looking at it, that the TV would, oh, people can watch it for free. Like, I, to me, if you care to watch the game, you're probably at the game.
I have to say, last weekend I was out of town, but I did go to ESPN Plus and watch it because they played at 9 on a Sunday night.
You don't count because you watch everything.
Okay.
I've been on a balcony in New Orleans with you. You had your phone. Everyone's enjoying the, you know, sights and sounds. You have your phone in your hand watching a March Mets game.
I was still enjoying the time.
Okay, but like, you're a little bit different than the average person when it comes to watching these things. I think, if anything, the TV would help get people in the building because you'd stumble across it on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, never really thought of going to one of these games or whatever. Looks like fun. You start to look at buying a ticket. Like, that's how I kind of have always viewed that. You want to make it more accessible, get it in front of more eyes, and then you increase the amount of people going.
Could also be that it's just they're in it every year now.
A little fatigue?
Yeah. I mean, the Bills don't see that in attendance. It's still sold out, but tickets to the wildcard round were not as expensive on the secondary market as they were the year before.
I think it's the opposite. They've built momentum. That's why more people went to regular season games than ever before.
That's true.
They set an attendance record in the regular season. They had more sellouts than they've ever had in the regular season. It's not until now, when these ticket prices have gone up, that all of a sudden you're not seeing all the sellouts and everything.
I mean, I think that is the main thing is that they've hit their price limit.
803-0930, if you want to weigh in. Are we hitting our limit with how much we're paying for tickets? I mean, we can go see AC/DC for $14 tonight, and that's with fees included, because they have to include the fees.
It could also be our last time at FedEx Field. I mean, gosh, Brian, we should have gone.
First and last. George Strait started off hot. I mean, right, we were talking hot tickets, going to be the greatest thing. I mean, they're offering 2-for-1 right now. Have they reached the end here? On our text board, someone's saying between increased prices, communions, graduations, proms, dance recitals, camping season beginning, they should go back to the original way that the league was played. They're talking about the Bandits and be done by May. That's an interesting thing of where you enter the summer season and all of a sudden there's a lot more things that you're spending money on.
It's an expensive time of year.
It's funny. That would be different for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, what you like to do or where you go, what the expensive time of year is. Like this for me, usually not so much.
But when the kids are older, it will be.
You think?
According to that texture. It will be.
Well, graduation, prom, dance recital. I don't have to worry about any of these things.
No, we're far, far away.
Hopefully. A camping season beginning. I don't really worry about that much, but it does make sense. I tell you what, there is a lot of things going on every weekend, more so than in the winter.
Of course.
It might not be more expensive for me, but there's a lot more going on. What is it for you? 803-0930. Are you getting priced out? You feeling the pinch? That and more coming up. Be Mazz and Beamer on WBEN. I'm never going to get over the American Pope.
No.
It's just a wild concept.
Like, he's young, and he's American.
Young.
That's what his brother said. Did you hear that interview? He goes, there were all these strikes against him. He's American. There's a strike. He's young. There's another strike.
70 is the new 40. That's what they say.
He's not 70 yet.
Close. But just, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. When you think of the Pope, you don't think of someone who's ever owned a flip phone.
No, but he was on it in 2005 at the World Series game.
You don't think of somebody who has a brother in Florida.
No, you don't.
I'm just saying, what a trip, you know, like for that guy. It's watching the Pope coverage on TV. You know, here he comes. Who is it? Who is the Pope?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What? That's Bob! Like, come on. Could you imagine?
But we have answered the question of why the White Sox have not been good in 20 years. You know, because after that game, he went to Peru, right? He was the Archbishop.
They didn't have the Pope around.
He hasn't been at the games
That's his miracle.
Then. Yeah.
They're going to bring... when after he passes, they'll bring that up. The White Sox won the World Series when he was here. That's a miracle.
That was his miracle.
Bring the Pope to Buffalo. Come on. That's when we need him. 803-0930. We're talking about tickets and the ticket prices. I mean, they've gotten so outrageous for concerts, sports. We were talking about the Bandits and how much those tickets are for the final compared to last year's final in Buffalo. And for just about everything. And if it's changed the way that you've gone about your business at all, 803-0930. Somebody texting in, a huge Bills fan, but can't afford to go anymore. Bandits are the only champions in town. Someone saying Bandits provide a much better product over the last 30 years than the Sabres have for the value. Again, it depends on what you're, you know, do they have better results? Yeah. If you're asking me, yeah, in the National Lacrosse League.
Yeah. I mean,
which, again, to me, you know, again, no offense to anybody who's a big Bandits fan. We have Trevor Hauer. I've talked to him about the Bandits out there. To me, I could not care.
No, I don't think that's offensive to say, right? Like,
it's not my. And you know, people. There's a lot. There's people would say I couldn't care if the Bills made the playoffs or won a Super Bowl. People say that about the Sabres. I just, it's not at any sort of level and where
you,
I.
You talk about the bang for your buck. Like, you're a huge hockey fan. So okay, yeah, the Sabres, they had a down year. Can I say that? But you still know the players coming through. Like, hey, this is big. You know, Crosby's coming through, or this and that. You know, there is more than just the product. Does that make sense? What I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, the show sometimes, unfortunately, is the other team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the last big lacrosse names, I believe, was it the Powell brothers? Am I getting that right?
Joe.
I'm sorry.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I'm going to play lacrosse, and I'm asking you.
You're asking the wrong guy. I should be asking you. But like that, it is, you know, it's on the minor league level of sports. But, and it's funny, the person texting in compares it to the Sabres. I mean, the ticket prices are comparable to the Sabres, which, again, say what you want about hockey and where that stands in terms of major league sports. But it's still considered, I mean, they're every once in a while, ESPN's on, Stephen A. Smith's there talking about a hockey game because the cup finals and playoffs are on ESPN. So,
2008 presidential candidate, Stephen A. Smith?
You think?
Well, that's what they're saying.
I mean, why not?
I'll say this, though. I will give Terry Pegula, he's gotten it right with 2 out of 3 teams.
You think he's signing all the Bandits players?
Hey, he owns the Bandits and the Bills, I'd say, are winners.
Yeah.
And he's working on the Sabres.
So, we're still working on it. But, I mean, what do you think with the ticket prices? Is that somebody else, we had this comment on the first half of the show. For Bandits, Friday games, low attendance with the kids' games and school activities. Kids' games, school activities happen year-round. There might be a little more of them around this time, but in the fall, you're talking about activities.
I would say this. When I was in high school, right, almost 20 years ago, and our playoff, our lacrosse playoffs would start, Bandits were already over. Like, playoffs and everything were over. It does kind of suck that now the postseason in the NLL is intersecting with high school lacrosse, and you would think a lot of their fan base is probably the parents and kids of high school lacrosse players.
Yeah.
So I do understand that. Like, their season was long and gone before you even thought of playoffs at the high school level. And that kind of sucks, because you don't want the spotlight taken off the high school games.
A few people were mad that the George Strait tickets are now a lot less expensive than they were when they went on sale originally, which I can totally understand. And for everyone who says that, I've been priced out of going to Bills games, I agree. I still think their season ticket, at least for one more year, extremely affordable, especially compared to what it's worth on the secondary market for each ticket. But if you're not a season ticket holder, I mean, those prices are pretty crazy. Yeah. When you think of $200 to get into a game, I mean, that's what people are paying. But I think for a lot of people, and I'll raise my hand here included, it's gotten too rich for me to go to games like I used to. Yep. For sure, can't justify spending the money on a game.
But you're right. I mean, my tickets, and again, I sit way at the top, went up a little over $300 for the season, right? And that's with two tickets. $300 total is the difference that I'm paying this year over last year. And it still ranks towards the bottom when it comes to expensive NFL tickets.
It'll change when the new stadium opens. But, for right now, there's a big value difference, I think, between the season ticket holder and what everyone else. But season ticket holder this year, we're waiting on games. We thought we might learn one this morning.
I know, what a tease.
The schedule is set to come out later on this week for the Bills. What are we expecting? It could be anything. We could see a bunch of primetime games. It's the last year in the stadium. Maybe that means that we're home later more than we are. Maybe not. Might not have anything to do with it. Do they put the Bills on a lot of these international games? Will they go overseas or somewhere else once more? Will the Bills play on a holiday?
Oof.
Thanksgiving again, or maybe Christmas this year, now that there's another game? And a lot of people think that they'll be playing on a holiday.
I think they're going to be the Christmas night game, and that has sparked a conversation. I called it an argument on Facebook. It's not an argument yet. A conversation at the Beamer house that, if it's put in cement, might turn into an argument.
How so?
So I'm proposing that we don't do Christmas until the 26th. It's on Friday. It makes for a long weekend.
We have an American Pope now. He'd understand.
Right? I mean, so my wife is from the moment I brought up this possibility, and she's like, you just can't. She goes, you can't Christmas. Please, not Christmas. Anything, not Christmas. I said, the Christmas movie is based in Buffalo, and I think they're going to probably put a Christmas game because of the movie, just like with the Chiefs last year.
I think that kind of checks out.
Yeah.
I that is some logic I can get behind.
So they're either going to be 1 or 4 on Netflix, or since it's a Thursday, they'll be on Amazon Christmas night. I think they're going to be Christmas night Amazon.
But they could be any time slot.
They could be.
They could also not play Christmas.
There's literally
speculation here.
There's no reason that I think that. That's just how I see it happening.
But the game, see, to me, it's quite simple. If I had tickets for the Bills game. You play on Christmas? Okay, I'm not going. Those tickets are for sale.
I was hoping you'd defend me a little more.
I can't at all. I mean, that's just, it's similar. Oh, Christmas is when you're playing? Like, nope, not going to that one.
Yeah, I mean.
It gets maybe.
10 years ago, I would have.
It gets maybe a little easier the later the game is. Like, if the game's 8 o'clock on Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
It's still not like you're still missing out on the whole, you know, Christmas there, the whole second half of the day. Just, you know, you're there Christmas in the morning, and then it's like, all right, see you, everybody. Like, yeah. And then the earlier it gets, the worse that it gets,
yeah.
In my mind. Unless, of course, you're going with the entire family, and you have the entire family there, like, behind you. To me, it's a non-starter. Not worth the argument, not even worth, you know, let me put it this way. I wouldn't want to do, like, Christmas is one of those days, like, I enjoy the holiday, the kids with the presents, the family, the everything that comes with it, more than anything that you could go to or something like that. So that would be a non-starter for me, just flat out there. But if I were someone who would want to go to the game, the argument and like that kind of stuff would not be worth it. Like, take for example, this past weekend.
Yes.
I flew out Thursday night, out to Denver, mm-hmm. came back. I was back here in Buffalo Saturday at 2. My wife, when, you know, I first had this idea, me and my buddy, like, hey, you know, you come out to Denver, I'll take you to Jack White, you know, we'll do this little thing. She goes, well, why would you only stay for one day? Like, stay longer. You're going to fly all the way out there. Stay longer. I go, no, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. So I'm going to be back on Saturday. We got Paw Patrol with the kids. And then Mother's Day. No, you're an idiot. Stay long. You know, yeah. Do all this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
I say, no. It's not worth any sort of, because I know you don't, you know, you'd be like, oh, no, it doesn't matter. Mother's Day, whatever. I know that's something that you have. So, you know, it's like in the back pocket,
yep.
Where you don't even have to say anything because you would just know that I would feel so guilty about it that, like, all of a sudden you've got
smart man.
Mr. Clean on, you know, yeah. Like taking care of everything. So, like, no, we're going to leave it the way it is. When it comes to this Bills Christmas game, it would not even be worth any sort of, I don't want the argument. I don't want the anything. That's why it's just an immediate. If that schedule comes out Thursday, it has the Bills on Christmas, that ticket's on the marketplace the same day.
All right. I mean, let's be honest. At the end of the day, I'm not going to go. I'm not risking. I love the Bills, right? I'm not risking 5 months of silence because I went to the Christmas game. However, I did the same. I want to just point out, I got to give myself a pat in the back here because I hope my wife's listening. I did, like, Tech plays in Atlanta Labor Day weekend. I'm flying down Saturday night, flying back Monday morning. Like, come on. Same thing. I don't want this to come up a few weeks later when there's another Tech game and I'm out of town. No, I think the late Christmas game is the most doable. If it's 1-4, not only am I not going, I'm upset that it's even happening at 1-4 because that does disrupt the day, the regular Christmas day, right? I mean, we're usually traveling in the 1 o'clock hour between my in-laws and my parents. So that kind of throws something off. Something's got to get rushed. 8 o'clock for my Christmas. I mean, we're pretty much wound down by 7.
Yeah.
So I think it's very doable.
Going?
Yes. I don't know what we do after 7 on Christmas. Like, my family orders dinner at 5.
So for an 8 o'clock kickoff, you're going to leave at
7. I'm not going to tailgate Christmas.
You're going to just sit in. All right, so you make it there at halftime? By the time
from
you sit
Amherst?
Through that traffic? Yeah, from Amherst to Orchard Park.
If you leave.
25 minutes.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's without traffic.
Okay, and you leave at 7. Most of the people are already going to be there. The traffic will break down. I'll get a good 30 minutes to walk from the parking lot to the stadium.
And it takes you 20 minutes to drive there with no traffic.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm You're not leaving at 7. You're going to a game that starts at 8.
It's not happening. I'm not going anyway, but that would be my proposal.
Yeah. I would, you are off on the wrong foot by even floating out the idea to go.
Well, I think I have to make an effort.
No. You're just ruining
it. It could be the last game at the stadium.
It definitely won't be.
But it could be.
It won't be.
But we've played the last home game of the season on Christmas Eve before.
But I don't think they're going to make the last game at the stadium on Christmas.
I hope
also,
not.
You would know that. At almost the exact same time, you would know the game
is
on Christmas.
But it adds to the argument. That would add to my fight a little bit.
Ah, I guess I just wouldn't even bring this fight up. Oh, well, you're behind the eight ball.
I should have consulted you before I did.
This whole thing should have been an internal monologue. You don't voice any of this out because now.
And I voiced it on Mother's Day.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, what are you doing to yourself? Because now it's like it's out there that you wanted to do it.
Yes.
That's I know. That's all it needed to be said.
But disclaimer.
You want to put out there. This needs to be an internal monologue, and then you want to put out there.
Of course, I'm not going to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, well, no, it's Christmas. Yeah. Not gonna happen.
Yeah, I love Christmas. You know that.
I know that, which makes it unbelievable to me that you'd say you could do Christmas on the 26th.
I mean, you could.
But no, you can't.
You know what what holiday I'd like to play on? Because I know it would be no argument at home, and I could go, and it would be a holiday game. Black Friday. I want the Bills to be the Black Friday game.
Yeah, then I could see that being fun.
Friday afternoon.
It's a Sabres night for me, though.
2-1.
If they don't play at the same time, you go out for...
So the Bills would be 3. That game's always at 3.
They have multiple games, though. They have a nighttime game and an afternoon game.
So they added a game.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out of the loop.
they've got a couple games going on. That's always been, like, the past few years, my favorite Sabres game to go to.
Black Friday?
Yeah. Everyone's in town for Thanksgiving. Everyone likes to go the night before.
Oh, so that Wednesday and that Friday?
And the night after. It's like they always seem to play. Those are always the best games to go to.
When I was a season ticket holder, I loved those two games and when they actually did Tucks and Pucks.
That would be fun.
I wish they'd bring Tucks and Pucks back.
What if they do it for the Bills and that's the last game? That would actually be perfect. I don't know how the calendar lines up, like when New Year's Eve is. But if they brought that for football, we're going to send out the stadium in style. Everyone wear a tuxedo.
I love that idea.
Everyone, this is a formal occasion. Everyone wear a tuxedo. Formal wear. January 1st Bills game. Or December 31st, whenever that Sunday is.
28th.
It's the NFL. They'll play whenever they'll play whenever they want, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Remember, they were never going to play a Wednesday. We will never do Wednesday games. And then last year, Netflix like, here's $1 billion. Hey, guess what, guys? We're playing on Christmas.
Yeah. A couple more texts when someone saying, oh, it's pretty funny. You flew to Denver, but you're complaining about how much it costs to go to dinner. Yeah, that it should not cost as much for a dinner as it does for a plane ticket to Denver and back.
Yeah, no.
Because that's how much you pay for dinner going out. At a Wendy's. Yes, I will complain. This is insane. Yeah, it actually strengthens my argument just a little bit. Crazy.
But I disclaimer out there, I'm not going to go on Christmas, obviously. I still think it's worth the talk with my wife, but I will not go on Christmas Day. I don't want anyone to think that I'm going to abandon my wife and child while my child's opening gifts under the tree. See ya, honey. Obviously, I'm not going to do that. I do have a little more sense. But I do think...
I think a lot of people have been listening to you over the years. That's you do have to clarify that.
Yes. No, I obviously don't want to miss the... But... Again, I think the night game is doable. I will stand on that hill. I do think the night game is doable. I'll be upset if the Bills play regardless at 1 or 4. Like I said, I think that just throws a wrench into anyone's plans. Night, I think, is a little more doable. Even if it's just watching it on TV, I think that less ruins the whole day.
Oh, I'd love it no matter the time.
I'm not saying I wouldn't love it. I'm saying we'll either have to rush at my parents or rush at my in-laws to be in front of a TV, not doing anything.
Any of those times, it's like you can make it work. A 1 o'clock game ends at like 4. Oh, perfect. That's about when you show up for dinner somewhere anyway. A little bit late there. Whoever's over in the morning, well, I guess you're staying a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I mean, that works out perfect. 4 o'clock, hey, we're here for dinner. 8 o'clock? I mean, maybe you're staying a little late wherever you're going, or maybe you're just like, can't wait to go home. What a perfect nightcap.
Yeah.
To watch that. Hopefully it's all away.
I would love that. I'd also, if we have to have a home holiday game and it's not Black Friday, I would not mind Thanksgiving night because we have dinner in the afternoon. So Thanksgiving night would also be.
See, it's another one where I've gone to see the Bills on Thanksgiving.
Yes, you have, yeah.
And I would do that if the Bills are home on Thanksgiving. I would just never, I would say, no, of course not, it's Thanksgiving.
You did it once, you're good.
No, but it's like, we traveled to do it. So like the Thanksgiving, our Thanksgiving holiday was bring people, we went out, we traveled somewhere, whatever. We're not disrupting Thanksgiving by going to a game. At least, unless you bring the whole family. Again, if we brought the whole family, it'd be the greatest time ever.
What? I know we're over the clock here. I'm sorry. What do you? Speaking of tickets, that Christmas Day game, if they play at the stadium, is that going to be a hot ticket, or is that going to be tough to sell?
I think that's a great question because it's like unprecedented.
Because a lot of people stand where you stand on the thing and won't go regardless.
My initial gut reaction would be like, less than there'd be fewer people wanting to go, right?
It's gonna be tough to push, I think.
There'd be a lot of people putting their ticket on the market. But would there be a lot of people looking to scoop that up right away? Because there's a lot of people in town. You're right. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I think that could go either way. That's a tough read, to get a hold of.
We'll have to wait and see. Well, I'm sure when I get home, my wife will be happy that Brian had her back and will not be going to the Christmas game. Hey, David Bellavia is up after the news with Lucas here on WBEN.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.